SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Another failed vote in the Senate means the government shutdown will push into a seventh day tomorrow. But at the White House, President Trump suggested that the impasse could soon be over.
Up till now, there hasn't been a great deal of pain. There could be a great deal of pain, but up till now, there hasn't been. I will say this, just hang in there because I think a lot of good things are going to happen. That's all I can say.
The president told reporters that discussions are being held on the sticking point of extending health care subsidies that are due to expire. The White House and Democrat-run cities are on a collision course when it comes to deploying National Guard troops. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president believes federal intervention is necessary in several U.S. cities.
It's a shame that we see in some cities across the country that their mayors are just simply refusing to cooperate because they don't like Donald Trump. And that's what this boils down to. And I don't think any American would disagree that Chicago needs more law enforcement reinforcements, that they need more resources.
But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker does disagree and says President Trump is simply going too far.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Earlier today, the president said he would consider using the Insurrection Act to mobilize the military if federal courts block his deployment on guard troops. Just ahead of the second anniversary of the Gaza War, Egypt is hosting Israeli-Hamas peace talks. The negotiations focus on a ceasefire's first stage, and that includes the partial withdrawal of Israeli forces, as well as the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The NASDAQ added 161 on Wall Street today, the S&P 500 also higher. This is SRN News. Christians in communist countries continue to face harassment and persecution.
While Americans enjoy religious freedom, Christians in Vietnam, Cuba, China, and Laos are harassed and oppressed for their faith and witness. Voice of the Martyrs reports that a couple in Vietnam was denied federal medical funding for their daughter because they refused to change Ruth's Christian name and renounce their faith. Meanwhile, pastors in Cuba and China are arrested on false charges to hinder their ministry. George Williams reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court has taken up a series of cases to be decided during its new term, which began today. And many of them feature a religious or moral component. Justices will be hearing arguments about transgender rights, gay conversion therapy, crisis pregnancy centers, religious rights, and capital punishment. The new term also marks 20 years on the bench for Chief Justice John Roberts. This is SRN News. A former NFL quarterback is facing charges after being stabbed during a weekend altercation in Indiana.
Mark Sanchez was pepper sprayed and stabbed multiple times during a late-night altercation Saturday with a 69-year-old truck driver in an Indianapolis alley, which resulted in criminal charges against the Fox Sports analyst, according to court records filed Sunday. A police affidavit alleges that Sanchez smelled of alcohol and accosted the driver at a hotel's loading docks, leading to a confrontation outside the vehicle that prompted the driver to defensively pull out a knife. Sanchez was in stable condition after being hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper right torso. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Meteorologists say a deadly tornado in North Dakota this summer has been now upgraded to a top-of-the-scale EF5 and was the first on American soil in about 12 years. The twister killed three people in June. More details at srnnews.com.